Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Yod Chet Amud Bet, continuing with our analysis of Shomer and Yad. And near the bottom of the Amud, Amar Rav, Ein Yad Lefachot Mikazayit. A Yad that connects to food that's less than a Kazayit is not a Yad. Ein Shomer Lefachot Mikaful. And a Shomer for less something that's less than the size of a bean is not a Shomer. He says those exist. Watch this challenge. You have two bones, and each one has half a kazayit of meat on it. And so what you did is you stuck in both of them into a house, and the house is mahil over them. Habayit tameh. These are now have meat of human flesh. Right, a dead person. The house is tameh. Yudaben Kuso, Mishumar Biyakov, Heach Shnei Atzamot Nitztarfin LeKazayit. Now, the first position seems to support Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Nikosa says it can't work. For Rav, Haibamayim Okimla, how will Rav explain this? Ibiyad Kashereisha. He'll have a problem because he says a yad of less than a Kazayit is not a yad. Ibishomer Kashaseifa. Because if he calls these etzem a shomer, then Yehudim Nikosa's position doesn't seem to fit, because a shomer, less than a kazayit, should be mitztaref together. So, ibaitem a shomer v'daim miyad. I could answer it either way. Ibaitem miyad v'hud de'amar ke Yehuda ben Nikosa. He simply holds like Yehuda ben Nikosa that they're not mitztaref, and half a kazayit is nothing. V'ibaitem in the yad of half a kazayit. V'ibaitem a shomer v'hud de'amar ke Tanakama. Or he holds that it's a shomer, and he holds like Tanakama that they are mitztaref, because he calls it a shomer. Yochanan amar kula b'yad. He has the easy position. V'hud de'amar ke Tanakama. He says the whole thing's a yad. Less than a gazayit, you do have a yad. The two are mitztaref, you've got tuma, and Yehuda ben Nikosa is rejected. Toshma Yehuda omer kulit sheyesh alei kazayit basar gored kula l'tumah. If you have the bone, this kulit bone, which is like the upper thigh, and has gazayit basar on it, then the entire thing is tameh. Acherim omrim afilu ein aleha ela kaful, even if it has less, like the size of a pool, of small bean, go rare at kula the tuma. Rav Haibamokimla, again the same problem. Ibiyad kasha seifa. Because, according to Rav, less than a pool, less than a kazayit should not work. Ibi shomer kasha resha. If it's a shomer, then why do you need a kazayit? So, baitem yad, vahudamar kabihuda, baitem shomer kacherim. Simply, you could attribute him to either one of the opinions. Yochamar kula b'shomer, vahudamar kacherim. Again, pool is enough. Acherim hakeful kamri. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said even less than a full works. Hadi kamar tanakama shiur kamri inu nami shiur. Acherim also said a shiur because he said a shiur. But the truth is, they would say even less than that it works. I like Rabbi Yochanan says. Amar Rav, dekan mishomer askin. I'll prove to you that the kulit issue is a shomer issue. Diktani kulit shmaminat, because the kulit is a bone. And the idea is that it has marrow inside. Shmamina. Shmamina. Itmar, Rabbi Chanina Mar, Zehu Shiur, Rabbi Yochanan Mar, Ainza Shiur. Ainza Shiur, Baktani Kafuol. What do you mean, Ainza Shiur? That you set an amount to pool? The answer is, I did come to Nakama Shiur, Kamiyinu Nami Shiur. And again, Acherim didn't mean pool. It could be even less than that, as we said before. Chanina took them literally and said, they really mean a pool. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, they were just responding with a Shiur, but really less works also. All they meant to say was less than a Gazayit works. Toshma Balazman Azayim et Taher Bishal Pum et Tamem Bishal Kitnit Neshirot Sevim Bimash Mishan. Rabbi Lazman Azarya says that if the size of this is a shomer, really of a bean, is not a shomer, because the beans that grow in them, they are actually gross, and they're big, and they don't need a shomer. But a kitnit really does need a shomer. Now we're not talking about a shiur, but about the actual bean. Neshirot seven mishmish vishan, because there you need the support to hold on to it. You need to the outside of the kitnit. It's talking about a particular kind of plant. Mishvishan means to be able to use them. You need it as a yad to hold on. We saw that in the first podcast of the Perek, referring to yad. So Bir Yashani, even though that's much smaller because it's a full corn, it's a full wheat kernel, therefore it has a shear, even though it's much smaller than a pool. By Rav Hoshaya, Shnei Shomrin Maushi Itstarfu. What if you have two Shomrin, one inside the other, and they're both protecting the fruit? Are they Mitstaref? Hechidami. Let's see how it works. Im Bazal Gavzeh, one's on top of the other. Mika Shomer Gavi Shomer. You don't have that. The outside one's on a Shomer. Fatnan of Yunomer. Shalosh Klipot Batzal. There are three layers in an onion. Pimit, at the inside one, whether or not it's whole or it's cut, is mitzaref. The middle one is only mitzaref if it's uncut. The outside one is tahor. It's nothing to do with the food. So you don't have shomer al gabei shomer. So the answer is Rav Ashaya shomer ochel shechilko mibayalek. Well, he's not asking about one shomer on top of another. He's asking about one shomer that you split in two. Since each half doesn't cover the other half that it's been separated from, lo mitzaref, if the two are not mitzaref, each one covers its own half, mitzarefin. So what's the answer? Toshmar, belozman azari metayer b'shel pul metamem b'shel kitnit. We just saw that Neshar Rosab Mashpishan. So you see that, so we assume that what we have here is that several of these shomrim together, these pieces together, come our mitzta and our mitztaref. And that's where that original quote was, and it's really not a tseruf of different shomrim, which means you haven't solved the problem about the broken shomer. Toshman Tanad Rabbi Shmuel, Al Kol Zeh Zeh Rosh Yisrael Rech Zeh Medam Tzim 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 Riach Kitav Klipata Sorab Klipata Bal Shem Klipata. For you see that Racha Bered Rabba Bekocha Mishum Yad Achlam Mishidra Umishum Shomer. And so therefore, in the same way, when we're talking about the Klipa, we're talking about the stem of the stalk of the wheat that the wheat is sitting in, and it has the husk around it, and that's the shomer of the wheat itself. I understand how the, now here we're dealing with multiple shomrim, I understand how the upper one needs the lower one to hold it up. The answer is b'chador, when it's all in one row. But we're talking here about tumat ochlin, and you need a kibetza. How could you have a kibetza in one row of the wheat, in one stalk? The answer is b'chita de shemen shetach. We have these huge chitim that shemen shetach grew. You could say the same thing as just one wheat kernel and say it's tumat ochlin. You don't have to say berry or anything else. Okay, gufa, shnei atzamot valehen, shnei chatzai zeitim. Back to the case we had earlier, about two bones, each has half a kazayit of human meat, the dead flesh. You stuck the heads in to a house, through a window, let's say, and the house is mahil over them. We saw his opposition already. Okay, that's the bright. Amar Yish Lakish. Lo shanu ela etzem dahave yad. When does this happen? When Tanakama say that it works? That's only with a bone, which is a yad. Aval nima, if it was held by a string, we'll have a yad. Yochamar, filu nima nami habilad. Anything you can hold it with is a yad, and therefore the tumor would also apply. Or sheish alav kizayit basar, hanugia betziva, it's a menu with sarasha kenegdo, tamei. We have this already. If you have skin that has kazait basar, and you touch one of the fibers that sticks out of it, or the hair that's facing opposite where the meat is, then you're tamei. Myla mishum yad, isn't that yad? No, mishum shomer, because the skin is a shomer. Mika shomer al gavay shomer. How could the hair be a shomer on top of the skin? The answer is chachul mechalchel. It doesn't. It goes all the way in. So now an interesting side question. How could you ever write tefillin? The writing has to be directly on the parchment, and you've got these fibers that come out. You're writing on or. He forgot what they had said in Eretz Yisrael. Any hole that the ink can go over and pass over and write anyways, that's not called a nekev. So that means that this hair is not a problem. It's possible that the hair is now not a shomer, but is a yad. In the pieces of the barley that are among them, sort of the barley hairs or beards that come out. It's a hair among hairs, and therefore it's all a yad to the two itself. Now, v'heichit mar Rabbi Ila, where did he make that comment about Malaysia ben Amlaim? Malaysia b'shibolim, if you have the pieces coming out of the stalks, mitamin umitamin ve'inam etstarfim. Like, hey, Mlai l'may chazi, what is that worth? Why would that count at all? I'm Rabbi Lai, but Mlai shebein hamlaim. It's the one that sticks out, so you could grab it. Some people had a different version. Achinam istabri b'shum shomer. That it's not a yad, it's a shomer. Sakatatach b'shum yad, nimachat l'may chazi. What would one hair do? And the answer is, that's the one hair that you can kind of grab onto. Achinam minimah shebein hanimin. Okay, you remember Rabbi Lai. Aha, where was Rabbi Lai's statement made? It was about this Mishnah. Non hamlai sheba shibolim mitamin tamin vein mitzafin. Lai namai chazim reilav malai sheben hamlaim. Okay, v'ika de matnula amanitin. Some people read it as being a comment about our Mishnah, and that's why this whole sugya is being brought in. Again, it's a side piece. And that is as follows: Haor varotav akipat zedar mitzafin l'tamin tumatochlin. Hamishlokish toshano el etza ela etzem dehave shomer. All they were that was only in the context of a bone, which is a shomer. Aval nima lohave shomer. The nima doesn't count towards the tuma, towards the kibetza. In other words, bones and horns, etc. So the machlok or shlokish of Yochanan that we saw earlier in a different context of sticking out of the skin was actually about our Mishnah, according to this version. I'm the shlokish of Yochanan. Umi ika shomer agave shomer. How could you have these fibers on top of the skin be a shomer? The answer is they go all the way in. So the same problem. Exactly what we had before. So he challenged him by saying, why isn't the Nima, that he said the Nima is no good. So you see Shomer Al-Gavei Shomer works, and the Nima works. Lo Mishum Yad. So nimachat l'maychazia, what's one string good for? One hair good for? Kedam Rabbi Ila, m'lai shebein amlayin, acham nimach shebein amlayin, chidmar Rabbi Ila, aha, where is that comment made? Not m'lai shebein amlayin, we asked m'lai l'maychazia, Ila m'lai shebein amlayin, the one that you can grab onto and hold. And so therefore, that's how we would justify that as being a yad. And so therefore he pulls back and says it's not because of Shomer, but rather because of Yad. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with our discussion of the various components of the Mishnah, the Rotav, the Kifah, the Alal, in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.